Of course, we're dealing with a process which all elements of that process are found within us. So that's you know, a starting point from a logopraxis perspective. So with that in mind, the idea of a church that begins from faith and a church that begins from charity, we have both. Both are within us. And why we're offered these descriptions, at least from a logopraxis point of view, is that so that we can see both and their operation within us. So when we start from a sense of knowing better than others, that's in the vein of a church that starts from faith, where knowledge is primary. And you'll always see elements of self-righteousness, expressed superiority. You know, you can run through the list. That is a and the use of truth to support that stance. So the idea of being the elect above all others, that all that kind of idea stems from putting the emphasis upon what we believe as opposed to what we do. And so a church that begins in charity is one that is really looking to allow the Lord to be more fully present as love and wisdom, essentially. So we always come back to the idea that when we're talking about charity, the first of charity is to shun evils as sins. So it's an internal work first, and the external follows. That's the critical thing. So if we're not in the process of using truths to apply them to our state, and then what is preventing the Lord being more fully present blocks. So he won't be. And with that, you know, there'll be a lack of light, all of those things. So we see then in the brothers just how this process plays out. So